So, Adriana, if you are the one with the roll call sheet, please take roll.
I don't have it, but I can start. Adriana Casnay, present. Richard Yusel,
Here.
present. Akua.
But point of order, there is not a legitimate
Akua.
role. There is not a legitimate role being
Akua.
taken.
Well,
here, present. Please stop
Call
talking to me,
me.
ma'am. She called my name and you're speaking when she called my
Point
name.
of
Call
order,
me.
this
She
is
called
not a legitimate role.
Rob Lee. Rob Lee.
Present here.
Thank you. Mo Cortez.
Present. Thank you.
What is going on here? Adriana, you are not
Tamika
the secretary.
Woods. Tamika Woods.
I'm here.
Thank you.
Susan
Young.
Here, and I protest this entire
Thank
meeting
you.
And intend to bring
Anissa
it up at the
Faruqi.
LSB.
Anissa Faruqi. Anissa, I can see you, but you need to unmute.
Hey, okay, here.
Thank you, Anissa. PK McCurd.
Here.
Vinisha Patel.
Present.
Thank you. Deborah Elif.
Present.
Corey Mercer.
Here.
Thank you. Richard Yusel.
Here.
I already mentioned you, I'm sorry. Marianne Martinez. Marianne Martinez, I cannot hear you.
Here.
Thank you.
Here.
Thank you. Thank you, Marianne. Matthew Jenkins.
Here.
Joseph Davis.
Joseph Davis, present. Thank you.
Sarai Garcia.
Here.
And Nancy Saibara Naritomi.
Present. Nancy, present.
Okay. I have a phone number here that finishes in 7995. Is that Bob Gardner? Who's that? Okay.
Adriana, I don't know that you called my name. This is Sean McPherson.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to see who's 7995.
That is Bob's last four digits.
Bob, can you answer? You are muted.
Well, if he doesn't answer, he's not here.
Thank you, Mark, but we have a chair. McPherson.
I am here.
Thank you very much. Let's see. Jane Scheidler. Jane, are you muted?
Hello?
Yeah, Bob? Thank you.
You know, I have to, wait a minute. I have to relearn this process all the time. And McPherson, you stay out of my business, sir.
Okay. McPherson?
I'm sorry, what?
I cannot hear you, Mac. I can see you, but I cannot hear you.
Well, I don't know why, because
Now I can hear you, but there's some other noises on the back.
I don't know why.
Okay, perfect.
I'd be willing to help you.
Let me.
I can help you figure it out.
My. Oh, my. Okay. I will ask some names that we don't have yet. I don't see it here. I can see who is in the Zoom, but I cannot see those names. Let's see. There is a
lot of information.
Teresa, we are in roll call, Ms. Martinez, please. Teresa.
Alan is present, but is mobile.
Thank you, Teresa. let me see. Because it's very difficult to see the names. I'm sorry. I wasn't prepared to do this.
Call my name, Adriana. This is Vanessa.
Yes, I will. After the roll call, I will ask for the people that are present here that are directors.
Thank you.
Nikki Llewellyn.
Not here, but an excused absence.
Perfect. Jamijah Miller. Not present. Ali Patel. Okay. Henry Faust. Not present. Let's see. Egberto Willis.
Yeah.
I'm sorry? Egberto Willis is not here? Okay. I'm missing. Alan?
Alan resigned.
Marianne, can you try to be civil?
I am civil. I'm trying to be helpful.
Thank you. You will have the option to talk. I need to call for whoever is here. Thank you. Madam Chair, I believe that we have everybody. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We have 21 members present. It means that we have quorum.
Madam Chair.
Perfect. Thank you.
Chair?
So I dropped the agenda in the chat for tonight, so y'all can take a look at it. And I'm about to put the agenda from the last meeting in there so that we can approve it.
Can you send that by email, please?
Madam Chair, I offer a solution. Can you read it?
Yes, I can read it.
For the stream?
Yes, I will definitely read it for the stream. I'm going to read the agenda right now. Y'all can look in the chat at the same time. Hold on, y'all. Stop. I'm going to read the agenda, and then I will give Richard Uzel the floor, and then we can have the whoever had a point of order earlier. I believe it was Susan.
Madam Chair, hold on for a second.
I'm
not going to hold on.
Well, you have to hold on because I'm chairing the meeting. So, okay.
I object to the chair. The rules say that when a member raises a point of order, you address a point of order. Follow the rules.
What did you do
no
today?
There's only one person that has raised a point of order, and I have told her that we will get to that. I would like to simply read the agenda. We're not doing any motions.
I'm addressing the roll call. I have a point of information, please.
Okay. I'm going to read the agenda, and then we will move on.
Point of information?
So for today,
doesn't point of information come before the agenda?
Yes, it does.
KPSC Governance Committee, Tuesday, June 11th.
Point of information?
Point of information.
First is roll call. Then is
point of information.
The next thing we're doing is approve agenda.
Point of information.
Number three is approve minutes for May 21st,
2020. Point of order about the roll call.
Number four is ratify the results of the election for permanent chair.
Point of order about the roll call.
Number five is discussion of...
This is
point of order.
Follow the rules.
Yeah, point of order.
Okay. I'm gonna say this one time. I am half a third of some of y'all's age. Okay. Stop acting like this. Be a good example. Please.
Follow the rules.
Sorry.
I'm going follow to the finish rules. The agenda.
Point of information.
And then I will let everyone speak.
Point of information. That's the rules. Follow the rules.
No, the rules is you.
Yes, it is the.
You're no, you cannot just
you're wrong.
Information when you want, y'all.
Madam Chair, this is Joseph. I have a point of order.
Before, Stop it.
Hey, you're going to recognize his point of order before mine?
This is a farce.
Oh, no one, I'm not recognizing anything. Let me finish the agenda.
You need number to, five, you need to
number five is discussion.
Before the I agenda. Object. You I cannot object. Adopt the agenda until you've confirmed the roll call.
Nobody's adopting anything.
My point of order has to do with the legitimacy of the roll call.
Number five is discussion of proposed bylaw.
Objection.
Let me just alert that I'm going to raise an objection at the LSB tomorrow that this meeting has been conducted without appropriate confirmation of the roll. I am leaving the meeting now. Thank you.
Bye. Please. Thank you.
Point of order. Hold on.
Everybody stop.
Point of order can be taken at any time in the meeting, Venetia.
Yeah, I have a point of order. The agenda for the stream, okay? We did roll call. I'm reading the agenda for
Order about the roll call.
That's right.
We should address it.
That is not what she said at first. She said,
I'm literally just reading the agenda. I'm just reading the agenda. Okay, I'm going to start over for the stream. For anyone that is listening to our live stream right now. Number one, call to order.
Point of order.
Roll call to order, approve agenda, approve minutes from May 21st, ratify the results of the election for chair and secretary, discussion of proposed bylaw amendments, discussion of procedures for 2024 delegates election, and number seven is a discussion of accountability and what it means to be governance chair. Number eight is new business, and then we will adjourn. Now, we had a comment from Richard Uzel, and someone else had brought, I think, believe Susan brought up a point of order.
Marianne Martinez, so, I have information I would like to provide.
It was not you, Marianne. Richard Uzel has the floor right now.
Okay.
I was going to say that one reason that Marianne may be upset is that she was elected to be the Secretary pro tem at the first meeting. And I don't know why we need a second election for the same office.
And I was reelected again at the thing they had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And saying that made why she was upset.
I mean, that's fine. I can't really control someone else being upset. But the reality is,
you can be fair.
At the last meeting, we voted for a new pro tem chair and a new pro tem secretary. Go ahead, Adriana.
You can't make up your own chair.
Go ahead, Adriana.
The chair and the secretary pro tem, according to all the rules, including Robert Rule of Orders, are elected, but that meeting, you don't keep having a pro tem chair, a pro tem secretary. That's why, because Maria Martinez wasn't in all the other meetings.
In the last meeting, that is not true. That is slanderous. I was at all the meetings except for the one on May 21st.
In May 21st, she wasn't at the meeting.
And I did ask
she
for
asked
an
for
absence.
Excuse absence.
Was a storm. I had no electricity.
Marianne, stop. Adriana has the floor.
The excuse sense. That's why in that meeting, we need to select new pro tem chairs and pro tem secretary till we ratify in this meeting the elections from permanent chair and permanent secretary. Maria Martinez is absolutely right that she was elected as permanent chair in that vote. But
as
we
secretary.
Need, like the chair, you asked, Maria Martinez, you asked for the agenda. The chair said, is on the chat. Somebody said we cannot see it. That's why, in benefit of the ones that cannot see it and on the stream, the chairs read the agenda before we didn't approve anything. Now, the chair is opening the floor for the different point of orders. And remember that every point of order need to be once at a time, and the chair will rule, and then the body will decide if accept or not the ruling. But it's one
some information.
The chance.
I have some
thank
information.
You.
Okay. Thank you, Adriana.
You don't provide information. You ask for information.
Me, point Marianne Martinez.
Means.
Yes, Marianne, point of information is a question. Okay. Point okay. of information
well, my
is question a
question. Is
you do
my
not have
is...
the floor. You don't have the floor. Susan Young, was that you that brought a point of order earlier?
She left.
Okay. Was there any, okay, all right. Was there anyone else that had a point of information or portal order?
Me, Marianne Martinez.
Jane, I think Jane was before you, Marianne.
So Jane and Marianne? That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, Jane, go ahead, please.
The Jane, staff. Then me, and then Marianne.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Go ahead, Jane.
I just
I put my hand. Hand.
Sorry.
Oh, my bad. Okay, I got you. Jane, you
Jane
have the floor.
Says she's muted.
All I was going to say was I didn't hear my name called during roll call. I want to bring that to someone's attention. That I'm here and I am part of the committee.
I call you and I put you as present.
I'm Jane. Sorry, what?
I noticed you as present because I asked and I heard you saying I'm here.
Thank you. I didn't hear my call, and so I just wanted to check. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Alan for the staff.
Okay, I got you, Alan. PK McKay?
What about me?
You're
next. Marianne, can you chill? You're next.
I put my hand up first, but I won't take but a second. One of the things that I heard people saying was, well, you all interrupt us. And you know what? You're correct. But the bottom line is that we were wrong when we sometimes try to overtalk people.
Yes.
What we had last month on the 21st was a meeting where people were heard. If they made objections, that was fine. But I did not realize that I had a corruption on my computer. And I didn't consider myself the secretary to have done it in the first place. My role was to chair the meeting, which we did, and we had quorum. What I'd like to ask is that we speak to the issue that you think is a problem without denigrating the person who's talking. It does not work. And it's very, very, very troubling because we have tried to adjudicate the May 21st meeting in emails. That doesn't work. The only place we can do it is in this meeting. And it seems like what we need to do is be respectful to one another. Can we do that? Can we do that?
I can do it.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair, I forgot to do it.
Marianne was next.
Roll call. When I was doing the roll call, I'm very sorry, but I forgot to ask David Britton, that is not here, Rick Norris, and Frank Pratka. And
okay.
I forgot to notice that we have some of the directors from the Pacifica Foundation. We are listening to this meeting. That's why some of them talk before. We have some people from WPFW and some other directors. I'm very, very sorry that we didn't really give them, we showed to them this part, but I forgot really to, they were saying that they were here. Sorry. Go ahead,
okay.
Madam
Are
Chair.
They still here?
It's my turn.
Are any of the national directors still here?
It's my turn.
I think that they don't want to talk in the meeting.
Okay, I just wanted to know if they were here so that I could give them a chance to have a comment or something later on in the meeting. But that's okay. I'll put it in the chat. Okay, Marianna, go ahead.
It's Marianne. And the thing is that, you know, some of you became upset unnecessarily. I am trying to organize this thing a little bit. And one of the problems is that people were upset because the first meeting, we did not have everybody listed. And that
Hold on. Marianne, you said you had a point of information.
Yeah, I'm giving you information.
No, a point of information is a question.
Well, my question is, yes. I need the address, the email address for Ali. I do not have his email address.
Okay, that's it.
May I respond?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Marianne, I've called you a couple of times and all I got were emails. But when you sent me the draft, you and I talked about it and we realized the next month that a lot of people had put their name and information in the chat. I'm sorry, there's been some typos. I type 100 words a minute when I'm taking notes, but I'm slowed down in, you know, being as good as I was when I was a paralegal. So what I did was it took almost 3 months to get people to return my phone call. I wasn't holding anything back from you. And I sent, when you were asking for all the names, everything I had, realizing that there was one duplication, realizing that with Ali, I forgot to put the one in front of his name because I didn't have anything that I could copy and paste. And I've been doing my best to keep up with information, and that's not my job. And, you know, for the most part, I felt like we actually bonded over the fact that maybe we shouldn't be here. But I don't have a problem with you being here. You were elected secretary.
Yeah.
B was made pro tem at the end of the meeting, and now she will be, if we ratify this, chair. So can we figure out a way, because
okay.
I really want us to respect one another and start doing the business of governance. And whoever's number is 832-968, take your hand out unless you want to say something.
Can I respond to PK?
I'll give you a minute to respond.
Okay, and I appreciate your attitude, PK, and that's but very
can
specific.
Can we move on? You got Ali's address. I'm not sure what else.
No, I'm not done.
We need right now.
What I want to say is that I appreciate you, PK, and now you threw me off, lady. Whatever your name is. That was very
my
rude.
God. Oh my
wow.
God.
What is her problem? Your lack of professionalism is really shining through this call. It's disturbing.
Yeah, I would like to move on to the agenda.
Madam Chair, can we ask the people that want the floor, they can raise their hands and then they have their place in to talk.
Okay? Yes, please do that. If you want the floor.
This is Teresa Allen for the staff.
We need to approve the agenda for today.
We have two hands up.
I saw move.
Okay.
Madam
Are there any
Chair,
objections?
This is
Teresa
Allen
the
for the stack. Hello.
Okay.
Madam Chair,
I hear
Teresa
you,
Allen for the stack.
I hear you.
Point of information.
What's your point
Hello.
Of information?
Okay. My question. I think there was some question at one point because there were so many people on the first call. Who confirmed that all of those people were actual members of KPFT to actually serve on this governance committee? Who confirmed that they were members?
We've been over this over and over again. The members
that's
have
absolutely
been
right. That's a perfect question.
The members have been confirmed by like
no,
five people.
No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Marianne,
yeah.
Marianne, yeah. Marianne, Marianne, let me ask the chair.
Y'all stop talking over each other.
I
hear your question. The membership has been confirmed.
It has not.
By who?
Okay.
Who confirmed that?
Marianne, just because you say it.
You are not a dictator in chief.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm definitely not a dictator. Not trying to be a dictator.
Excuse me, Marianne, let me ask the question. Madam Chair, I would like to know who confirmed that all of these people that were given a vote for whatever offices we had, who confirmed that they were members?
Nobody.
Me, Mama PK has been chair for like the last few months. Nikki was secretary for a month. I don't know who else has been looking at this list for like three, four months now. The list is confirmed. We are not going to go back and talk about something that has been beaten like to death. The list is confirmed.
Okay.
It is
and who confirmed?
I don't know. I'm not sure who. I don't know if Joseph Davis. I see Mo has his hand up and last number 1438. So I'm going to ask Mo to speak first because I don't think he's ever had his hand up at a meeting. So go ahead, Mo. You have the floor.
Yes. Good afternoon. I've been on these calls on and off over the years since like 2019. And out of all the years I've been on these calls, this is the first time anyone's ever asked to qualify membership. So I feel like I don't know what motivations are behind that. I don't know if it's different aspects of people running through different offices or whatnot, but I just feel it's a different type of way.
Thank you, Mo. Thank you for pointing that out.
That ultimately whatever happens in a committee is the chair's responsibility. And those people are acting like the secretary can stop things from happening. It's being the secretary, and I was the secretary of the LSP, and so to take whatever action is necessary to make sure there are minutes and whatever thing happens. But the chair runs the meeting. The responsible secretary will produce work, and if they don't, then the chair just simply will do that themselves. And that applies to both this meeting, our LSP. Sure that it seems like people are acting like because who is chair means nothing can happen. That's not true. I mean, who is a secretary? All that matters is that whoever the secretary is leads the meeting. So thank you.
Thank you so much. 4 digits, 1438.
Oh, that's Nancy Saibar Naditomi. I just wanted to tell the chair that a point of order can be called at any time in the meeting. Just wanted to say.
Okay, I appreciate that. My bad. And I'm going to tell you right now, you are not going to misuse points of order, okay?
Point of order.
You are not going to misuse points of order.
Well, since
because
that was
if you do, if you do, I will not call on you again.
Ms. Chair, this is Joseph. Point of order.
Go ahead.
My point of order is about that comment. At any time during the meeting begins the moment quorum has been confirmed after roll call. Up until then, we're just convening and there's no meeting. There can be no points of order before quorum and the meeting starts. Thank you.
Thank you. So the way that I do stack, just so y'all know, if you speak a lot, you will be moved to the end of the stack. If you don't speak a lot, you will be moved up on the stack. Who is last number 1438?
Point of order.
Nancy.
Point of order, Alan for the stack.
What's your point of order?
My point of order is, Madam Chair, you actually called, I think it was Mr. McPherson, out of order before, and he called for a point of order, and before he even said what his point was, you called him out and shut him up. And that's inappropriate for the chair.
Okay. He hasn't said anything about it.
He put us on a privilege, Madam Chair.
Right, but that kind of browbeating by the chair is
Madam
inappropriate.
Madam Chair.
Oh, I'm browbeating, Teresa. That's
Madam
very
Chair,
funny. Go ahead, Adriana.
We apologize.
Please,
let's move on.
Can we not stop. The members cannot start arguing with the chair. Teresa Allen, you are a director. You normally attack all of us, even if we try to explain our points or our time. You cannot try to be badge the chair. Please try to be safe. Please try to work. We are trying to do our jobs. Can we please? And the people that talk, please can lower your hand. Nancy, your hand is still up. I know that is your hand up.
What about my hand?
Okay.
But when you ask
because for the floor, here's the thing.
Sorry. When people ask for the floor, before is any motion or anything on the floor, what we need to do is have a reason. It's a point of order or it's a point of information. If right. not, PK already moved the agenda and I sit on the moving of the agenda.
Is right. anybody so that's correct. Thank you so much, Adriana, for bringing us back to order. Right now we are on approval of today's agenda. So if you don't have anything to say about, if you don't have anything to say about today's agenda, lower your hand. Are there any objections to approving today's agenda?
I object.
Hearing no objections, the agenda
I object.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Yeah. I did not hear Mariana object. So then I guess let's take roll call on it.
No, Madam Chair. It is more than one. If it's only one.
I'm sorry?
The PMB. Like us, the PMB.
I object.
If it's more than
I one, also object.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Then we need a roll call.
So we have one objection, is that correct?
I'd like to speak to that issue.
We have three already.
We have three
objections. I would like to speak to the issue.
Can I ask, Joseph, I feel like our parliamentarian here tonight.
Yes, you should ask what Ms. Martinez's objection to the agenda is, and maybe we can fix that.
Okay, what is your objection?
My objection, are you going to limit how long I can speak?
Yes, because you speak a lot. What's your objection?
I do not.
You have dominated this meeting. You have spoken more than I have, and I am the chair.
That is not true.
Answer the question. What's your objection?
Let me say my objection. My objection is the fact that this is an illegitimate meeting. The original meeting that took place on January 21st was never approved.
Point of order, that is not an objection to the agenda.
Okay, not an objection.
This is an illegitimate meeting.
That's not an objection.
You're not even members of the committee right now.
Okay, yeah. That's not an objection, Mariana. So, Joseph, does that mean there are no objections or should we vote on it?
No.
Ask for objections again.
Are there any objections to the agenda?
I object.
Objection.
Your objection is not valid, Mariana. Who was the other person that objected?
Madam Chair, I'm very sorry, but if people object, doesn't need to make sense, but we can take roll. If we have...
Yeah, let's just do that. We have three objections. Let's just take roll on it.
Exactly.
Can you do that, Adriana?
The objectors...
I'm the secretary.
Hold on, y'all. Stop talking over each other.
I'm sorry. Madam Chair. Yes. Maria Martinez, please do you understand that till we approve the result, then you will be the secretary.
Hold on. Stop. Stop talking to each other. Stop. Adriana, can you please take the roll? We're voting on to approve this agenda. Yes means you want to approve tonight's agenda. Means you don't. What's your point of order? Chair.
My point of order is that yourself. The people... My point of order were there were three objections. One spoke, and then there are two other people to speak to their objections. And then I think that we can call for a vote.
Okay, but I don't. If there's three objections, let's just call for a vote.
Exactly.
That's what?
We're just going to call for a vote. Three objections is a lot to go through. I would really like to get to the agenda tonight. So we're just going to call for a vote. Adriana?
I think that you have some question from Richard. It's about this vote, Richard.
Richard, did you have a point of information?
Point of information. That's what. But I forgot what it was.
Okay. I see Rob Lee with the hand up. Is just an objection or you need the floor?
My objection is I am just flabbergasted that it's been 50 minutes under such circumstances. I would disagree with taking a vote on an agenda when you have a group that seems to have such difficulties and try to figure out what is wrong. I am brand new to this board and this group. I'm just amazed. I'll be quiet, but that's my objection. This is really no way to conduct a meeting. I'm quiet.
Respectfully, I acknowledge that you're new and I appreciate your comment. I genuinely appreciate you speaking up.
That is not an objection.
And I am trying to do exactly what it's on fire. I'm trying to do exactly what you said, sir, which is move this meeting along.
May I ask my question?
Go ahead.
Is there a time certain for adjourning this meeting?
No, we didn't.
We can do time certain if you would like to do at 8:30.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Okay. Is there any objection to that?
We need an agenda first.
Well, is there any objection to, do we not say, is there any objections to adding that to the agenda and then we approve the agenda?
Yeah.
Is that correct, Joseph?
Yeah. Basically.
Okay. So is there any objections to adding a time certain of 8:30 p.m. as adjournment time to tonight's agenda? Are there any objections to tonight's agenda?
I have a question.
Oh my God.
I'm not taking your question. You have shown yourself to be a bad faith actor. I'm not taking your question. Are there any objections to tonight's agenda? Hearing no objections, tonight's agenda passes.
A chair?
Madam Chair.
Hold on, I'm trying to get to the agenda real fast, y'all. Give me a second. So the first thing on the floor is to approve the minutes from May 21st. Have Mama PK, did you have a chance to email those to people?
I put it on the KPFTX, but it's really short and I can read it.
Yes, please do that if you don't mind.
Okay, hold on. Reset. Half minutes. Tuesday, May 21st, 2024 at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. We met a quorum. Roll call. Present were Adrienne Casanave, Joseph Davis, Tori Mercer, Nancy Saibara Naratomi, Akua Holt, Anise Farouk, sorry dear, Allen, Surahi Garcia, Deborah Ellis, Matthew Jenkins, Tamika Woods, Nikki Llewellyn, Ali Patel, V. Patel, P.K. McCary, and Mo Cortez. Excused absences were Marianne Martinez and Richard Ezell, and agreed to accused all because of the storm and power outages. We were called to order by P.K. McCary, Pro Tem Chair. We approved the agenda, and it was decided that we'd only spend 10 minutes approving the agenda with no objections. That's what we did. We approved the minutes because it's the first time we've had quorum on January 30th, 2024, with no objections. Then we had nominations for chair and secretary pro tem. Nikki Llewellyn for secretary, V. Patel for chair. Motion to extend nominations through Friday, May 24th. Was approved, ratifying the results for the election for permanent chair and secretary, which would take place in the June meeting. We also decided on a regular meeting day and time. which is the second Tuesday of the month, 7 p.m. We didn't get to new business and we adjourned the meeting.
That's perfect. Thank you.
To approve the minutes.
Are there any objections?
I object.
I have an objection.
My headphones in the minute.
What's your objection, Richard?
You said the meetings on the second Tuesday, and that's a conflict with a major.
Point of order, Joseph.
Do you have an objection about the minute?
I'm waiting for him.
I have an objection, and then that is, I thought I was at that meeting.
Stop talking over each other. Mr. Uzel, do you have, what is your objection on the minutes?
I was waiting for you to deal with your point of order that you got to do.
Okay, so Richard, you don't have an objection. Does anyone have an objection to the minutes?
I just paused.
This is Joseph. I have a point of order.
What's your point of order, Joseph?
I can't have a point of order when somebody's talking.
Y'all, stop talking over each other.
Nobody can make any objection to something that is not on the floor.
What did you say, Joseph?
Joseph, you're a fake.
My point of order was we have people who are raising objections to motions and then talking about other things that are not related to what's on the floor.
Right.
That's my point of order. Thank you.
Does anyone have an objection about the minutes that were just read by Mama PK?
Nancy, on the stack, please.
No stack. I'm not asking for stack. Do you have an objection to the minutes?
Richard has an objection.
Nancy, who else has an objection? No, who has an objection to the minutes? Richard.
I have an objection to the minutes.
Nancy? Is that you?
Yeah.
Okay, so two objections to the minute. Is that it?
Did you get mine?
Who was the last person that spoke? I would like to speak about the objection to the minutes. It's not really an objection.
Please, y'all, stop talking over each other.
Okay.
Stop.
Yes, I have 2 minutes being
Nancy,
posted.
Nancy, stop. Stop. Richard, you have an objection. Nancy, do you have an objection to the minutes? Yes or no?
Yes.
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 Okay, well, Nancy, you have to wait after Richard.
Who else has an objection to the minutes?
My hand was up.
Jane Schneidler has an objection.
Okay, Jane. Richard, you go first, Nancy, and then Jane. Y'all, please keep it brief.
Okay, y'all said that you picked the...
And let me remind you, this has to be objection on the minutes. I will cut you off if it's not. Go ahead, Mr. Uzel.
I just heard this when the minutes were read. You said that you set the meeting date to be the second Tuesday. And if you look on the calendar thing, there are some days that have no meetings at all.
Richard, that's not an objection to the minutes. I appreciate you pointing that out, and
that
maybe
day,
we can find another day. That's
Madam
fine.
Chair.
That is an objection.
Point of order,
no,
Madam
Chair. No, it's not. What's your point of order?
Madam Chair, please, I know that I don't want to characterize that what they are doing. The point of order is when you have an objection, you need to give correction to the minute that we are presented. If you have problem with the date, know now when we go into the meeting, you can ask for a motion to change that. But that
is not
objection to the minutes. The minutes.
So let me rephrase. Mariana, do you have any corrections to the minutes?
Well, first of all, the
yes or no?
Yes.
What?
I don't like the fact that the minutes reflect.
No, it's not about what you don't like. I need an actual factual correction. What's your correction?
The actual factual correction is that we don't really know who was there because we do not have a recording.
Okay, we do. We know who was there. You weren't there, so you don't know who was there. Richard, do you have an actual factual correction?
I tried to do it, but...
I think you just want us to have the meeting on a different day, which is fine. We can talk about that towards the end of the meeting if there's a better day for everyone. I'm okay with that. Thank you. And Ms. Jane Scheidler, what is your correction for the minutes?
I was present at the meeting, and my name was just not listed.
Okay. I have noted that down.
Thank you.
You didn't answer. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but I took the roll, and Jane Scheidler didn't answer the roll call. Mr. Orris McLean was there, and I asked him to tell Jane, to ask Jane if she wants to come to the meeting. She never came. She never answered the roll call. I'm very sorry, Jane, but you were not present in that meeting. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I think that you have Nancy with some name. Objections. Is Nancy? So,
hold on. Do you have any more corrections to the minutes?
Yes, I have a correction to the minutes.
What is your correction, Nancy?
Okay, if PK said she posted the minutes.
Okay. No, do you have a correction to what she just said out loud?
Yes, she said she posted the minutes, but minutes should be posted after they're approved. Now, if she posted draft minutes, then that's okay, but
okay,
that's exactly what I did.
All right, thank you. We got that.
Oh,
Nancy,
thank you.
That's exactly what I did.
Thank you.
So we do not, so hearing that we do not have any corrections to the minutes, can we approve the minutes?
I have a question. Hello?
Who was that?
Twice.
Who?
My request is that I listed as present. You can put an asterisk next to name saying that's disputed. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but you never answered, and you need to prove that you were in the meeting. You can ask Otis, you were not in the meeting, and you never answered the roll call.
Yeah, so the two people who mentioned that they were present at the meeting, that is correct. You do need to prove that you were there. And I actually don't remember either of y'all being there. I've been to every meeting.
Okay, Madam Chair, can we go along?
Yes. Do we have it? So that's all the corrections, which actually there are none. The minutes are approved.
I'm
sorry?
What is the next point, Madam Chair, in the agenda? Ratifying the results of the election.
Yes, ma'am.
We
are about halfway through the agenda, number 4, ratifying the results of the election for permanent chair and secretary.
Richard, to the...
That we ratify the results.
Do we, Joseph, how do we do the results? Do we ask for objections?
You just call for objections. It's just a motion
for
to
vote. We call for a vote. We call for a vote.
Well, let me see. Is there any objections to ratifying the vote of chair and secretary for the governance committee?
Mrs. Richard, I object.
Wow, you could not even wait for that. Okay, so we have an objection. Let's take roll. Adriana, can you do that?
I've waited an hour.
Okay.
Once again,
what do you want me to do?
Teresa, for the fact, speak over each other, y'all. This is Teresa, KPFT governance. This is not kindergarten. Do not speak over each other.
And this
Thank
is
you
not
very much.
A communist.
Adriana,
country.
Can you please,
please? Can you call to the order the member that keep interrupting, aggressively yelling and calling names?
Please, she is an adult. I can't control her. I keep telling her to stop. There's not much more I can do about than that.
Exactly.
I have a point of order, Joseph.
What's your point of order, sir?
I'd like to move that Ms. Martinez's comments, including comments to commentary, calling you a fascist, be entered in the coming minutes as abusive behavior from the member. As a disciplinary motion.
I rule that we should do that.
That's ridiculous.
Should we go to
that
the
just
vote?
Goes to show
yes,
you are.
Yes. Adriana, can you please y'all stop. Adriana, can you please take, since we have an objection, at least one objection to ratifying the vote from
I'm a paying member. Are
last
you?
Month.
Can we, you Madam please, Chair?
Adriana, can you take the roll, please?
Yes, Madam Chair.
I mean, we not take voting. The roll. Can you take the vote?
We are voting.
What information?
Ratifying the report from the
y'all
tellers.
Y'all stop. Adriana has the floor. Adriana, go ahead.
Tellers. Richard Yusel, yes or no?
No, you can't
wait,
take
hold a, on, hold on, hold on. I didn't,
vote.
Y'all stop.
Objection.
Stop
talking over each other. Adriana. Adriana.
Talk over each other.
Chair, point of information, Nancy.
You can't just
wait.
We are in the middle of a vote.
Y'all
we
stop.
Stop. How do you vote?
Talking over each other. Adriana, can you repeat what we're voting for one more time and
we
start
are
voting?
No, accepting the report and the results.
I can't hear. I hear someone calling my name.
He wants to speak.
Akua, how do you vote?
There is no vote. I am challenging the election.
Akua, how do you vote?
I am.
Okay. He wants to speak.
I have two people speaking over me. If you would close your mouth so I can hear what I'm being asked. You've had the floor, these two people who are speaking. You've had the floor since the meeting started. I cannot hear what's being asked of me and allow me to make a decision as to what's being asked of me, not you, me. Thank you. Can you please repeat your question? Because I cannot hear.
How do you vote in ratifying the results sent for the report from the election of chair and secretary? Yes or no? It's the only answer possible.
Am I voting in support of what now?
The results.
Because this man keeps yelling while you're talking.
The results of the results of that vote.
I drew the results of the email that we got stating that V is the chair and I think Marianne is the secretary. Is that what we're voting on now?
Yes.
I concur. I agree with that.
Okay. Rob Lee, how do you vote?
Did you say Mo?
Rob Lee.
I object. All right, I vote no.
Well, the vote is yes or no, sir. I'm sorry.
No.
Perfect. Mo Cortez.
Yes, please.
Yes. Tamika Woods.
Yes.
Yes. Susan Yao. I think that is not here. Anissa Faruqi. Anissa, you still here? You're muted. If you're here, you're muted.
I think Anissa.
PK? McCary, how do you vote?
Yes, for the Marianne.
V. Patel, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. Deborah Elif.
Yes.
Yes. Miriam Martinez.
Okay, I just want to make sure I understand.
Is yes or no?
For what?
We are accepting the results without any discussion. It's a vote. When we are in a vote, the answer is only yes or no.
For what? What are we voting on?
Accepting the results of the vote of permanent chair and secretary. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Maria Martinez votes yes. Matthew Jenkins. Matthew Jenkins.
Yes.
To try to get
I have a question before I vote. I want to know this lady Marianne, who's been rude, obnoxious, loud, and overbearing this whole time. If we accept to ratify the vote. Can we do it separately? Because I don't want her as secretary. I don't want her anywhere near anything because she is just, she's horrible. She's awful.
I understand what you are saying. Wait, hold on. I do not want to hear your voice again.
I don't like you either,
Can
can, so hold on.
We need to finish the vote. Then we can decide. If anybody decides to make a new motion, we can go to that.
If you don't know how to say my name, don't say it. Shut your mouth. I'm not talking to you, Missy.
Well, how do you say it? You do not deserve
any respect from me. I'm sorry, but you have been awful this whole meeting. You've been very disrespectful.
I don't see how you can work properly with V when you don't respect him.
Marianne, please let me vote.
Nancy Saibara, how do you vote?
I have a substitute motion.
How do you vote, Nancy Saibara Naritomi?
Yes. Can you hear me? I said yes.
Bob Wagner, please stop. You should know better. Bob Gardner, how do you vote?
I have a substitute motion. I can interrupt.
Bob Gardner, how do you know, sir, when we are in a vote?
We're in the middle of the vote.
How do you vote?
No, you can't carry on the vote if you're going to have a substitute.
How do you vote?
We've already started the vote, Richard. Come on, you know this. Stop.
Jay Shidler, how do you vote?
I would like to give a
statement. Jay Shidler, how do you vote?
Joseph knows that's what I'm saying.
Richard, Joseph, please. Be respectful. We are in the middle of the vote. Jay Shidler, how do you vote? Yes or no? Jay?
I reserve my time to Richard.
No, we don't have time. You vote yes or no?
Not really, because we couldn't run on a meeting.
Yes or no? Miss Shidler. Teresa Allen, how do you vote?
She's not here.
Teresa Allen is here, yes.
I vote no.
You vote no. Perfect. Let me go to the people that didn't vote yet. We have Susan Young. We have Bob Gardner. I didn't hear from you. Mac Pearson. Jane Scheidler. I don't have a vote for you. Any of you have a vote? Please tell me now.
Pass.
No, pass, no. It's the last vote. You cannot keep passing. Okay, it's a yes or no vote. The one that passed were obviously Susan Young, Bob Gardner, Mac McPherson, and Jane Shidler. Jane, do you want to vote? Richard, you don't have the floor.
I want to change my vote.
Do you have a vote for me?
No, yes, you said, let's see, here I have you. Richard Ussel, how do you vote? You know from the beginning. It was the first vote, and you say no. You want to change your vote?
I say no. I haven't been asked.
Yes, I want to change my vote. And I write your vote right now. Adriana Martinez, you want to change your vote?
Yes.
How do you want to
change my vote?
I never have been asked.
Maria Martinez, how do you want to vote?
No.
Maria Martinez, okay. Madam Chair, I can tell you the result of the vote. Is anybody here that didn't record their votes?
Ms. Joseph, I vote yes.
Joseph Davis, vote yes. Sorry, Joseph. Joseph Davis. Yes. Okay, Madam Chair, I have 11 yes.
I have
3, 4 no's, and I have
no.
I have 4 people that didn't vote. Okay?
Okay.
That is the result. 11-4, the resolution is approved. I think that we should the permanent chair and the permanent secretary. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You can't keep somebody from making a substitute motion.
Okay.
Nobody asked me what my vote was.
You can't make, Richard, you can't make a substitute motion in the middle of the vote. You should have said that at the beginning of the vote.
They are trying to pass the time. We all know what they are trying to do.
So,
we all
okay,
know.
Thank you. Yes. So,
thank you very much.
Okay, everyone stop. I have the floor. I have the floor. Chair has the floor. Okay, so we have accepted the vote as V. Patel Adams for chair and Mariana Martinez for secretary.
No, we have.
So if you would like to stop being debilitatory and accept the secretary position, Mariana, that's, you're able to do that right now.
Okay. I accept. And V, can you please call me Mary Ann and not Mary Anna?
Yes. No, I don't, you know what? Let's keep moving. Let's keep moving.
I appreciate it.
So
very
the
much.
Next thing, Mary-Ann. Let me pull up my agenda real fast.
Thank you.
Next thing on the agenda is discussion of proposed bylaw amendments. So we can take a stack for this if y'all want to raise your hands. Okay, I see Adriana. I see last number 1438. I don't see any other hands raised. And I see PK McCary.
That one is Nancy. 1438 is Nancy Saibara Naritome.
And then
okay,
me.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to start again. I'm going to go in order of who has spoke less. We'll start with Nancy, and then we'll go to PK, and then Adriana.
It's not easy when you got a lot of objections, is it?
It's not easy when people speak out of order.
You damn right.
Without okay, go ahead. I believe I said that Nancy.
Hey,
B,
can I say something?
Yes.
I think I'm going to change my name to Mariana.
Perfect.
I like it.
Nancy, can you go ahead and make your comment?
Yes. This bylaw amendment is out of order. I mean, it's in violation of the bylaws. In order to change anything affecting elections, look at the only five things that you cannot change by bylaw amendment process. You have to do by a full network membership referendum. That's one thing. And the other thing, if it were to pass, it would be horrific. It would be like, let's empower the LSB majority. And that's what you would have. Now, if you're part of the majority, you may feel comfortable. But when you're not in the majority, you may feel this is not fair. And it's totally undemocratic. And when this was presented, director from KPFK used the word, she presented this Sunday in KPFK LSB, she used the word loser twice, referring to runner-ups as losers. I find this so unfair, incorrect, and insulting. And you're going against the vote of the membership. You're just handing it over to the vote of the LSB majority. Those are the two reasons. Another third Ooh. Reason that you may not think about, but many runner-ups are people in, at least in KPFK's elections, are ethnic minority people. So you want to cut out ethnic minority? We don't have too many in KPFT now. We only have one black, one or two browns, and that's about it. I mean, why do we want to make it worse for ethnic minority? And this kind of bylaw process or bylaw amendment to cut the you know, cutting representation. This was in 2010, a bylaw amendment process. Let's cut the LSB down. Let's cut this EMB. You know what? Ted Weisfeld stood up and said, I will not vote for this. Because when you cut the LSB, you cut minority, ethnic minority participation in the LSB. Back to you, Chair.
Uh, Next is PK McKay.
I feel like a broken record. I've got one good friend on here who tells me, you know, maybe I ought to stop preaching, but being the daughter of two preachers, my grandfather and my father, maybe it's in my DNA. So to the person who knows who they are, you're right, because this is going to be a little preachy. The thing is that one of the things that I was hoping we would be able to do in governance is to break out in breakout sessions with us not having somebody that's just on your side, but somebody that you've had a problem with, and that we talk these things in subcommittees. But we can't even get out of, you know, being able to roll call, and we adjudicate in rooms that not everybody is privy to. You know, in the musical Hamilton, the room where it happens, there are so many rooms where things are happening and people are coming together to decide how to take over, how to have the power. And at some point, we've got to realize if there's no us, there's no Pacifica and there's no KPFT after a while. You can't run it getting rid of people, treating people bad. But I think the governance has an opportunity to do some breakout sessions to get to know one another instead of calling each other fascists or communists or whatever. That's self-defeating. So I think we need a bylaw referendum. I mean, I think we need, yes, a bylaw referendum, but to include the people who it will matter to, black, brown, indifferent, come sometimes, don't come at all, to put Pacifica back in where it's supposed to be and take it out of its dinosaur days. There is a future ahead, and most of us on this call, we're not going to be here for it anyway. So what we're doing is making decisions for a generation that will just probably close the doors and not even be bothered with the station or the foundation. That's my two cents. Sorry I preached. You know who you are, but I had to.
Do we have any more comments on this?
Adriana, it's in the list.
I'm sorry, other than Adriana, I just don't see any more hands raised. Okay, go ahead. And Adriana, since you are a national board member and know about that, can you explain also the bylaw amendments for those of us that don't know?
Okay. I can.
Thank you.
That by proposing a bylaw amendments of Article 4, Delegate Section 10, filling of vacancies, they are trying to legally cover their, you know, what they think called cronyism, disenfranchising the membership, erasing the spirit of the Pacifica Foundation bylaw, and repudiating Lou Hill's views and commitment to diversity. Please do not mistake what they are doing. This, I told everybody, this is a trial balloon that is part of a more massive bylaw amendment proposal that the PMB majority was trying to pass in executive session, disguised as proposed settlement in a case Pacifica Foundation already won. Membership rights can be changed only by a vote of a membership. Similar measures were rejected before by the membership, and after long and costly judicial battles, their elitist views were rejected by the courts. The important part here is when they decide that they are repudiating why we have this kind of vote to make minorities, to make people that doesn't have before behind them a lot of money and a lot of representation, but they are part of this foundation. Give them a voice. Give them the option to win a seat. And if not, the bylaws are very clear. That's why we have runner ups to use that. What they are trying to do now is decide the majority will keep deciding who they select. That's why it's a disenfranchisement of the membership wishes. We already start a new election. We know all the difficulties that we have the year before, all the problems. Well, we are starting a new cycle, and then we are trying to move this, but doesn't apply to the previous one needed for this. One LSV member, one LSV station, one of the other stations, LSV, I'm sorry, is holding 3 or 4 vacancies. They are not sitting the runner-ups because they want to keep the majority. They are hoping that they can pass these bylaw amendments in order to not to sit the rightful, you know, runner-ups, that they are supposed to be there. You cannot run an election without the parameters there, and then after that, because you don't like the way that that went, change. The election rules are applied to the last one and to this one, and I hope that the membership understand what is going on. One of the members we have from our 4 members, directors, representative in KPFT, in the PMB, 3 of them, Teresa Allen, Alberto Willis, and Richard Usel, are part of the one that bring this proposed amendment on.
Teresa for the staff.
Yes, and that's why we need to discuss. We need to make people understand what is the purpose. The purpose is to not allow people to select who they want. And they call, for example, you hear that more than once. Thank you for the one that is, okay. You hear that more than once. Losers are there. First of all, that is not true. And that is an offensive term. And in the case of one of our members now, actual secretary vote, Ariane Martinez, she was one of those runner-ups that get seated in the board because she was a runner-up. And then she became a PMB member at the same. Do you think that she's a loser? I think so. I think that runner-ups is just showing what the membership wants. And that brings to every board diversity and community that think that they have the option. Even if you don't have a big group behind you, you can become a member. That's why it's important to keep this diversity and to keep the spirit of the bylaws and not really, like I said, New Hills views and commitment to diversity. Thank you.
Teresa Allen for the stack. Okay, I got you, Teresa. And I see Joseph's hands up. I see Marianne's hand up. So it's almost 8:30. We were at a time certain for 8:30. So let's extend for 20 minutes if there are no objections.
I object.
I object.
Okay, well then let's take a vote on it.
Okay. The extension is for 20 minutes?
20 minutes, yeah. Let's do 25 since I feel like it's probably gonna take a good 5 minutes to take roll call.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Richard Yusel. How do you vote? No vote. Akua Holt, how do you vote in the extension? I cannot hear you, Akua. Adriana Casney vote yes. Rob Lee. I cannot hear you, Rob.
Fine. Yes, extension, fine. Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Rob, you vote yes. Thank you, Rob. Mo Cortez, how do you vote?
Yes, please.
Yes. Tamika Woods, how do you vote? Tamika? I don't hear you. Oh, yes.
Yes, perfect. I'm here.
Thank you. Yes. Susan Yang? She's not here. Anissa Faruqi? I don't see her here. PK, how do you vote?
Yes.
Yes. V. Patel.
Yes.
Deborah Elif. Deborah, you are muted. How do you vote in the abstention?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, thank you. Miriam Martinez, how do you vote in the abstention?
No.
No. Matthew Jenkins, how do you vote in the abstention?
Yes.
Yes. Miss Sarai Garcia, how do you vote in the abstention? I cannot hear you. I'm sorry. Maybe you are muted.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
How you vote in the abstention? I cannot hear you. I'm sorry. Ms. Garcia?
Yes, I'm voting to extend.
Thank you.
Can you ask Akua again? She just got back on.
Yes, I will. I will.
Thank you.
Nancy, how do you vote? Nancy, how do you vote in the extension?
Yes. Nancy votes yes. Yes. Extend.
Thank you. Bob Gardner, how do you vote in the extension? I cannot hear you, Bob. I know that you are on, but you vote yes or no? Bob Gardner, how do you vote?
Hello?
Yes, how do you vote, Bob?
I vote to extend.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob. Mr. McPherson is not. Jane Scheidler, how do you vote in the extension?
No.
No. Teresa Allen, how do you vote?
Teresa Allen votes no. Can you hear me?
Yes, sure. Joseph thank David, you. How do you vote?
I vote yes, thank you.
Yes. I will come back to the one that didn't vote. Akua, how do you vote?
Yes.
Yes. Richard, how do you vote? Richard, I cannot hear you. Okay, no vote. Susan Yak, Anissa Faruqi. Okay, Madam Chair, we have one, two.
Hold on a second. You didn't ask me. This is Tori Mercer.
I'm sorry. I don't know where.
Yes.
Tori Mercer, I'm very sorry, sir. Oh my God. I put you like a yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We have 13 yes, and we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3 no's. The extension pass. Madam Chair, I have a question. Is any motion on the floor?
No, we're just doing discussions.
Okay, perfect. You have some hands up. I don't know if you can see.
Yes, Maria, I see
them. Let me ask something else.
Hold on.
Maria Martinez, do you want to take the chair and start asking, rolling the calls for the vote? Do you want to do that or not? Or you want me to keep doing it?
To do what?
Do you want to take over your role as secretary?
No.
No?
All of a sudden, I am the secretary. But before I was.
Point of order, Jezza.
What is going on right now?
Point of order, Jezza.
Hold on. Actually, Joseph, you're on stat. So.
No, this is a point of order.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, since we've already had an acting secretary and Ms. Martinez could not have prepared, and certainly not in the middle of this, it would be unreasonable to her to ask her to take over at this point. Thank you.
That's fine. I think she declined anyways, but I appreciate you saying that. So we're going to go.
I did not decline.
We're going to go till 8:55. Please keep your comments till like 2 or 3 minutes. We have a few more people on the stack. I believe Teresa Allen was on stack. And then, Joseph, you can go after Teresa. Miss Allen, are you still there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay. I wouldn't use the term loser, but I do have to ask the question. If you, let's say you have 9 positions and you have 10 people running, and one of those people is just incorrigible. Maybe they represent everything that is opposed to the mission of Pacifica. How do the members vote against this person? Let's say they only vote for themselves. They're the only person that votes for themselves, and then people are elected, and some people quit because they don't like meetings that are lengthy and obstructive and contentious. And so you need to fill the position, and the way the current bylaws are, the next person would step up. But this is a person that nobody voted for except themselves. Now, I have to ask this question. How do the members of our organization say no to a candidate? How can they make this person leave because they have said something and done certain things so egregious that the voters don't want to vote for them? The single transferable vote allows us to support people and get them in my opinion, to those original 9. You can create alliances, and if a person doesn't get a certain number, then you go to the second round of votes, and maybe the combination of those votes will elect a person. I think that's great for the first 9 in the listener category. So there are 9 positions open, 9 positions available on the ballot. You vote for 9 people. Some of those people, one person's at the low end of the totem, at the low end of the totem pole, the low end number of that ballot. So if there's another person that ran, they can vote, reach down to the second round of ballots, second round of votes, and elect that person. Okay? But when you force the members, if someone quits, to take someone that didn't make the first round, whether you call them losers or what, you are abusing what STV was set up to do. And you are forcing the members to take someone that they said no to. And that's the purpose of this bylaws amendment, to allow the voters to say, no, these are our highest priorities. I want number 1, I want number 2, or number 3. If those people are not elected, then 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever. And they will allow those alliances in STV. But once you use STV one time, and then you reach down lower on the list, you are abusing what STV was set up for. Thank you.
Joseph, you're next. And then after that, we have Adriana. I see your hand up.
Adjourn.
I'm not hearing Joseph. Is he muted?
It's time to adjourn.
Stop screaming.
I was muted. I apologize. In any case, yeah, the whole point of ST voting is to give a wide membership. And of course, the reason we have the runners up taking their places is because people, for various reasons, decide to resign for the board, or maybe. And of course, we already have a perfectly functional means in the bylaws to remove a disruptive member from the board or someone who's actually a problem. That's covered in the bylaws already. So that's not a problem. So there's no actual problem. And the STD is designed to bring in more and more voices from the community. And it doesn't matter who they are. To preemptively decide that people are bad because they're not in the first group is just utter complete prejudice. And I would say it's very much akin to what the Texas legislature decided about voting rights in Harris County only. That's how they decided they would suppress people they didn't like. And this is exactly the same kind of move. It's just a use of forcing the change in the bylaws to suppress people for various reasons, for majority support. So that's it. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Adriana?
This is Akua.
Akua, did you want to get on stack?
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Akua, let's let Akua go before Adriana because she hasn't spoken.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I agree with what Joseph said, and Teresa, I hear what you're saying, but in my opinion, it's a very narrow viewpoint, and I think we need to widen the lens some and think about stations such as KPFT, where very few people, BIPOC people, have been elected to the board by design. And so to preemptively say, we might get a bad person that we don't want on the board, so then give us all the power to execute and to block this person from being on the board, I think it's silly. But you're talking about a circumstance that hasn't happened at all. And in fact, in Houston, we do know of one person who was up to be seated, and she was preemptively prevented from being seated because a person who resigned was asked to come back to the board. So I think we need to focus on those type of tactics that deter good people from sitting on the board rather than preemptively stating a situation that hasn't happened. And again, I reiterate what we know that has happened, which has deterred from getting on the board, is when a elected board member, it was her turn to be seated, and someone else decided, no, you can't have this seat. And that is widely known throughout this city and throughout the network. And these type of preventive measures have really turned people off from running on our board. So then if you come on top of that with this other thing about give us the power to decide if this oddball that we don't like, to decide if this person, we can unilaterally decide this person should be seated. I don't think that's a fair procedure at all. I disagree with it totally. And I do want to close something, a sidebar. For some of the people, and particularly the women on this call, we really need to work on our professionalism and respect to other women on the call who are chair or who may hold whatever position, the screaming, the name calling, and these are from veterans who have been on the board for many years. It's disruptive, it's disrespectful and rude, and I'm totally embarrassed by this behavior and for the fact that people who are listening on the stream, they have to listen to people who have been on the board for decades behave in this manner. It's just disgusting. So I hope going forward, as PK said, can we make an agreement to work together to get the work of the people done rather than having a powwow like we're in second grade here on the call and being, obstructing the progress that we're trying to do in getting the work of the network done. Thank you.
Thank you, lady.
Thank you. I see Adriana and then PK McCary.
Sure.
Well, we have a
And I just want to remind y'all, we have one more thing to talk about, which is, just our participation in governance committee and what that means. We might not be able to that discussion today.
Yes. Well, Madam Chair, I want to point out this is we are having now in KPFT LSB the same situation. Last year, a lot of members, all of us know that, we are disenfranchised. We have practically no runner-ups. We get out of runner-ups, and then automatically, according to our bylaws, when you don't have runner-ups, the board is the one that makes the decision. It's very clear. We don't need to go through this. And but the main point is, all of us in the LSB saw it. We have tomorrow the LSB meeting. We have some candidates. We have announcements on the air saying that we have two vacancies. When I asked, they are telling me that we have only one. We have one of the persons, Susan Young, that is a PMB director, that she just sent an email to one of the candidates correcting the statement that the candidate need to put for us. We are one day for voting for the people to replace one or maybe two, who knows, in our LSB, and we don't have the statement of these people. It's very clear that this is being called cronyism. When you bring your family, it's being called nepotism. When you bring your friends, what you do is cronyism. You bring the same people that you like, you call them and say, oh, okay, come here, we will vote for you. That is very clear. We know yesterday I have a call with one of our LSB members that is not what is perceived. They call me your faction. No, it's not part of my faction. And that person called me, she's disgusted at the way that this is being done, the way that the majority meets in personal, in meaning that because the amount that they have of people, they are supposed to be meetings, public meetings. They are having meetings that are illegal, trying to decide how this will work. And that exactly happened when we don't respect our bylaws, when we don't respect the elections, when they let people run, you know, the elections in a way that is disenfranchising most of the people. We have less than 2,900 members. We come from more than 10,000. And we are complaining, the member, yeah, if you treat people like that, how do you think that people feel? How do you think that they will come to us? How do you think that they will listen? If we mistreat people and we say people, you don't belong here? What, this is a social club? It's not. It's a community radio. Have the bylaws. And the one that create this foundation is the one that decide that this kind of voting, having runner-ups, is the perfect way to have diversity and inclusion. I know the one that have power, those people can have, I know people that have 3 or 4 ballots in their house with different members. Somebody even called me, somebody called because they put the name of their dog. That means money. Money is getting votes. That's why we are not supposed to do that. Well, that's why we have runner-ups who give the option to people. And don't say nobody vote or only that person vote, because it's not true. Some of these people cannot have 100 people voting for them. They have somebody that wants it. And you cannot be that pretentious when you have only less than 2,900 members. Okay.
Adriana, I have a point of information about your comment, yes. I just want to say this for anyone who is on the call that's not a member and is here from public. Please raise your hand or send me a message if you want. We can do like 5 or 10 minutes at the end for public comment. So again, if anyone is here for public comment, either send me a message or raise your hand. My question, Madam Adriana, Chair, is, who is that?
Madam Chair. This is Teresa Allen. Point of order.
Hold on 1 second. I'm asking for people who are not committee members who want to speak to the committee. If you can send me a message or raise your hand. We're actually in the middle of Adriana's comment right now, Teresa. But Adriana, the question I had, if you can clarify what is illegal meetings.
Legal meetings is when a group of people, you know, a board have a number. In our case, we have 24 members. 24 members of the LSB, it means that quorum is 13. When people, more than 13 or more people meet that are members of the board in a private gathering to discuss, that is an illegal meeting. I know that it's difficult to prove. Yeah, well, trust me, we can prove some of them, but that's not the point. The point is that is showing how the majority is trying to grab control. This is a control grabbing.
I'd like to move.
Okay, thank you for answering.
We're almost at the end. I'd like to move to extend.
Madam Chair, I call point of order first.
Hold on one second. So we have 10 minutes left. No, we have 5 minutes left, and we have two more comments. We have Mama PK and Nancy have a comment. What's your point of order?
The meeting was supposed to end at 8.
No, Teresa, we were supposed to end at 8:30, and we extended to 8:55. To answer your point of order, we're going till 8:55. We voted on it.
Okay.
So if PK McCary and Nancy Saibara, do you y'all think you can make your comments in about 2 minutes each, or should we extend?
Yes, I'm going to extend the time by 7 more minutes.
Madam Chair,
I don't think we need that. I think we're going to have to put some of this for the next meeting next month. But
let's do PK. Can you do a few minutes, a minute or two, and then Nancy, you can finish us off.
Stop me at a minute and a half. I ought to be able to do this 90 minutes. Michael Cohen did it on the Trump thing.
And please put me on the stack also, Teresa Allen.
Okay, I got you.
Okay. This hypothetical situation, which took quite a bit to say that it's this bad person that you've got to look out for, and that this STV voting sets the space where bad things can happen, is a form of gaslighting. It's already telling us what some people are going to do. We're going to find the people that we don't want and do what we have to do not to let them be able to be a part of Pacifica's leadership, governance, LSB, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's time for that to stop. I mean, it just needs to quit without any pause. Do not pause. Do not stop. Just start doing things that are right. And sometimes we get difficult people, obviously, because we've been difficult all night tonight, pretty much. But I do believe that one of the things that was happening with that hypothetical question is the fact that we know that we're set a precedent again to keep people from being a part of Pacifica, especially KPFG, and y'all need to quit.
Perfect.
Hello.
Do you know how to change your name?
Can I finish now? I'm talking to the renter.
Okay, so we have 3 more minutes. We have Nancy on stack, and then Teresa, and then Joseph. I'm going to time y'all for a minute each, okay? Nancy, go ahead.
Yes, I move that we have public comment right now, and then we extend for about 5 more minutes. Is there any objection?
We don't have any public to speak. I asked, and no one's told me.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I cannot see anything. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. So you're good with no extension. Okay. So Teresa, Allen, you have a minute, and then Joseph, I'll give you a minute.
Was that Joseph or was that Tori Mercer?
Joseph had his hand up.
Please. Okay. I'm sorry.
Tori,
did you want to speak,
Tori? Tori Mercer, I didn't hear you. Did you want to speak?
I'm sorry.
I can't hear you. I didn't hear Tori.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to say someone earlier talked about the disenfranchised. Mm-hmm. And I would have to say that I have worked really hard. We did have two people in line and two people resigned. And I believe for work or health reasons, these two people served or declined when their name was called, when they were asked to serve. And I work really hard to support a diverse board. And I don't know whether I'm the bad person that that Ms. McCary is referring to, but I'm certainly don't want to be involved in any gaslighting. There are at least two other instances where people resigned.
You only got like 20 seconds, Teresa.
Well, okay, there were at least two other instances where people resigned and were asked to come back, and I was not involved in one of those, so I don't think that what happened to the person who actually she resigned, she was BIPOC, and she was asked whether whether she intended to resign, and she didn't come back on. And
okay, Teresa,
I think
that's your time.
If other people are allowed to do that, she should be allowed to do it also. Maybe you were
okay,
not aware
thank
of that.
You. I'm not usually one to comment on people's comments. I think I've told y'all before the way I chair is really just keeping my mouth shut and facilitating. But I will say this, when we're talking about disenfranchised people, when we're talking about marginalized communities and minorities, which would be people who are queer, people who are black or brown, ask them what they want. Don't just assume, especially if you're not in that community. What's your point of order? We only have like a minute.
Yes,
what?
Can we extend about 5 more minutes? Are there any objections?
Are there any objections to extending till 10? I mean till 9.
Madam Chair, I changed that.
It is too late. It's 8:56.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Can you tell Teresa to be civil too? I propose an amendment that we finish with the two people that are on the stack to extend to finish their commentary that it's Joseph David and Nancy Saibar and Aritomi. That
yes,
is my
I
hope.
Agree. Let's just extend for like 5 minutes to let them finish their comment. Is there any objections to extending to let the two people finish?
Okay. Oh, just wait a minute. Madam Chair. No, I object.
Who is speaking?
That's it.
This is Teresa Allen and you asked.
Okay, Ms. Allen, you got to speak. Teresa, I gave you an extra minute, which actually went into Joseph's time. If you want to object, that's fine, but I really think you shouldn't.
Madam Chair, there was only one person. That's Joseph. Now you've added Nancy Zabar and Aritomi to it.
Oh, my God.
And you asked the group who objected, and I said I object.
Okay. Do you still object? We only have two people to talk. Give them a minute each. I gave you over a minute. I gave you almost 2 minutes. Do you still object?
Madam Chair, if you want to send me the time, I'll time everybody who spoke. I don't think I've monopolized the conversation.
Please,
I don't think you have
please.
Either. I'm saying the reason we went over time is because I let you speak extra. So it's really kind of mean if you're objecting so that now Joseph cannot speak.
I'm not opposed to Joseph speaking.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so let's let Joseph... Joseph, you can talk for, we have like 3 minutes. Joseph, I'll give you a minute and then Nancy, I'll give you a minute. Is that fine? Okay, go ahead, Joseph.
All I want to say, and I'm going to take a minute, is basically at the end of the day, what this all boils down to is there are people who are going to, runners up, and there's been this contention about there's some objection. Well, the objection is either A, they're actually a bad person, or B, they're not one of the insiders already. And the difference is the way the bylaws are now, you have to actually have a trial. You remove them from the LSB and you have to show why they're a problem. The way they want to change it, they'll remove people without them ever getting a chance to defend themselves. And that's what I don't like. Thank you.
No, Mama, get back.
Venetia, are you there? I cannot hear your voice.
Yeah, Joseph, can you repeat what you're saying? We can't hear you.
All I said was there's an objection to people coming onto the board. And either this one of two reasons, either A, they have a real problem, or B, they're not one of the insiders. And the only change, what the effect of this change in the bylaws is the way it is now. If there's somebody that's a problem, you actually have to have a trial and remove them, which means you have to show why they're a problem. The way they want to change it, we're never even going to let it give people a chance to defend themselves.
Bullshit.
That's the difference.
I want to speak. I want to speak.
Madam Chair, please. Madam Chair, I don't know who's the person that is yelling, but please, we need to do something about that.
Yeah, because you need to do something about the same people, propaganda, repeating the same damn BS.
Madam Chair, is Nancy Saibara
not tired of you people? I'm tired of you.
Yeah, take some pills.
If you're tired, hang up.
Where is the chair?
I move that we sanction member Miriam Martinez for insulting and cursing and yelling out of turn.
A second.
Thank you. No, I object. I object. People have a right to make a fool of themselves. People have a right to freedom of speech, whatever it is.
Thank you. Yeah,
they don't have the right to be insulting to everyone. Okay? And they don't have the right to take up our time.
It's free speech.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, Nancy, are you speaking about this? The chair asked you to state whatever you want to say.
Okay, in the last election last year, we had two runner-ups. They were both women of color. That's it. Back to you.
Okay. Madam Chair, we exhausted the stat on the time. I move to adjourn.
No. I want to speak.
Well, then,
the secretary has a right to take the chair's place if the chair suddenly disappears.
Where is me?
I think Venetia is gone. So, secretary,
Nancy, please, you don't even see the.
Sorry, I apologize. I was on mute. It's past our adjournment time.
I move to adjourn. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. This was a somewhat productive meeting. I appreciate you all so much.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you
for your patience.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you to everybody.
And I sincerely hope that everyone comes back to the next meeting.
Thank you.
And Marianne will be secretary at that time.
And Marianne will be secretary at the next meeting.
Yes.